Ball is down. Prater's kick is absolutely crushed. And it's gone! A 62-yarder at the gun by Prater, and the Cardinals take the lead 24-23 into the locker room.
Yeah, that was right before halftime yesterday. Cardinals go on to win 34-33 to move to 2-0. And the man who kicked that field goal, the franchise record long field goal in Arizona Cardinals history, Matt Prater, joins us right now on the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line. Matt, thanks for the time this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I got to know, you know, when you play baseball and you hit a ball good, they say you don't feel it. If you hit a golf shot really good, you don't feel it. When you hit a field goal attempt as good as you hit that one, do you actually feel anything?
Yeah, no, not really. I'd say, like you're saying, it is a big feel part. It's like guys ask me why I keep my head down so much, and I can feel it. Like if I make good contact or if I – like the way it felt on my foot, I keep my head down. If I ever look up quick, that means I screwed up. But the one yesterday felt pretty good. I don't know if I could hit it much better than that. And just luckily I went straight.
Yeah, that thing, and to further a golf analogy, the thing in golf is if you try to swing too hard, you get the exact opposite results. What is the trick in super long distance field goals? Is it just that? Is it just technique and hoping that you hit it flush?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of everything. On, you know, anything for me personally, like anything over 60 is when I really start swinging. And yeah, you got to get, you know, the technique, getting all your body parts in the right position at contact so you can get to maximize your power. So it's tough. Anytime you know, the further the kick, the lower the percentage. And just, yeah, fortunate it went straight and got it yesterday.
All right. Kickers are a very close-knit fraternity because the ups and downs are just, they're perilous is what they are. You have a game yesterday where you boot a field goal like you did, and yet the end of a game, the guy on the other side misses a mid-range field goal in perfect conditions. How does a kicker feel in a situation like that?
I was honestly surprised. I thought he was going to make it. And, you know, you never hope anyone screws up. I felt bad for him. I talked to him for a minute after. I could tell he was pretty upset, obviously. It stinks when something like that happens. I'm happy we got the win, but not like that.
But every kick is one of those things my partner alluded to, Matt, is that every kicker really can relate to that feeling because over the course of a career, you're going to be in that situation and it's not going to go perfect. I mean, it was that kind of the gist of your conversation with Greg Joseph?
Yeah, for sure. I just told him, like, you know, I said, you know how good you are. You know, you just got to go out there and keep swinging, man. And hopefully it'll straighten itself out.
Matt Prater, Cardinals kicker, our guest here on the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line. You've got, you know, on your resume the longest field goal in NFL history, 64 yards. That was in Denver, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
So what's more impressive, 64 yards in Denver or 62 yards in Arizona without the elevation?
I don't know. Anything over 60 is tough. Honestly, I'd probably say the one in Denver just because it was so cold on that day. I think it was 11 or 12 degrees.
Wow.
But, yeah, the altitude definitely helps a little bit. But it was so cold that I don't know if the altitude helped much.
I had no – wow, that must have been like kicking a boulder. That's crazy, man. What kind of reaction
like did – what you're saying – oh, sorry, but what you're saying before that one, I definitely couldn't feel it when I kicked it because my foot was numb.
there was such an emotional boost to that. What was that like going into the locker room, creating that kind of swirl of momentum for your teammates?
That's awesome. It's just, you know, like a kick like that, everyone gets so excited just because of the distance. But, yeah, it definitely gave everyone some momentum and confidence going in because we took the lead back with that kick. So, definitely big momentum boost and get the lead, and then we're getting the ball back at the start of the second half. So, yeah, we had the momentum going in the second half. It was cool.
Matt Prater, Cardinals kicker, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. This team is 2-0 off to a good start. You get the emotional win yesterday. I know this is your first year with the team, but what is the vibe you're picking up from this team through 2 weeks of the season, especially after what was a weird preseason for you guys, Matt?
I'm honestly excited. I love this team from top to bottom, ownership, the coaches, my teammates. It's just a different vibe than what I've been used to the last few years. yeah, everybody's confident. It's a pretty tight group. Everyone on the team gets along great. So I'm excited for the season. I think that we're just getting started.
Obviously, special teams are very, very important. Bill Belichick will talk for hours about special teams. The combination between you and Andy, I don't know how much better kicker-punter combos you have in the NFL right now. Do you feel that way inside the room? Do you feel like you guys really have a handle on things?
Yeah, I'd say so. I working with Andy, he's incredible. He might be arguably the best punter ever to do it. I'd say him or Leckler, but working with Andy's awesome, and I just try to do my part to not screw things up. But yeah, besides Andy and I, and now Brewer's getting up there too, we're like the elder statesmen around the league, which is kind of different, but no, Andy's awesome, and yeah, I think we've got a great group, and our coverage teams and everyone else on special teams are awesome here too.
I'm curious, you know, you got the 64-yarder, you got the 62-yarder yesterday. What is the longest field goal you've kicked maybe outside of competition? What's the distance on that, Matt?
I don't know. When I was younger, I used to be able to go out and kick further, obviously. But I feel good 65 to 70 now. I think I can get out and hit something around that distance.
Okay, so you win the long driving contest. Obviously, you've got six field goals more than 59 yards, which is remarkable. Tell me about how you react and what is your regimen in the real pressure kicks, like the one facing the Vikings kicker yesterday. When you are the guy in that situation, how do you handle those situations?
Honestly, I try to handle it like any other kick, because anytime I go out there, I expect to make it, whether it's like an extra point in the first quarter or a last-second kick in the fourth. I just go out and expect to make every kick. That's why, you know, like last week I missed one towards the end of the game, and I was basically pissed off all week thinking about it and wanting to redeem myself this week. But I don't know. Some guys might make it more than it is, but I think you just go out and expect to make it, and the results are usually there with it.
Now, in the fourth quarter, I mean, you end up kicking the 27-yarder that gives the winning margin eventually. But earlier in that drive, you guys are facing a fourth down from the 41-yard line, which would have meant like a 58, 59-yard attempt. Was there any discussion on you going in there to kick that then, or was that even considered?
I think it was considered. I was there ready to kick it just in case, but they decided to go for it and ended up working out, so... Yeah, I'll take a 27-yarder over a 58 or 59 all day.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that play on...
I was probably the one celebrating the most when we got the first down.
And that was a pretty special play by Kyler Murray to kind of leave no doubt there and make that field goal a lot easier for you. Matt, it was good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining
us
today.
Matt,
congratulations on the win, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.